to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. You know, on today's show, I've got to talk about uncertainty. And I was uncertain if I was even going to talk about uncertainty on this show. You see, there's a lot of things going on in the world right now. There's a lot of things affecting America. There's a lot of things affecting our way of life. And we don't have control over those things. We don't. I mean, turn on the news. Take a look at what's happening. Can you control that? Can you control any of what you see on the news? You can't. You can't. It's out of your hands. All you can do is observe it and try and take away key pieces of information that can help you as you move forward in your life. We're a country of, I don't know, last stat I saw, something like 315, 320 million people. And we don't all agree on everything all the time. Now, if I just broke your bubble, I apologize for that. I did not mean to bring a dose of reality to you. But at the end of the day, we are not necessarily in control. We like to think we're in control. Oh, heck, I love to believe that I'm in control of my own destiny. I do. I like to think that, you know, I'm in control of everything that happens 24/7. But the thing is, there are a lot of things that affect me, that affect you, that we can't control. I can't control what's going on in the stock market. Now, for those of you that are still invested in the stock market, especially if you're in stocks that are, you know, on the NASDAQ, I got to tell you, you dodged one. You dodged a big bullet. See, I saw that stock market careening 3 months ago, and I was worried about you. I couldn't control it. There's nothing I could have done to have changed that for you any more than you could have changed it for yourself. And I watched that stock market drop like a hot knife. I mean, you can go back and look at a chart. Go back and look at a chart of what that stock market has done over the last 90 plus days. It's scary. You know, when you see your hard effort, your hard work, everything that you have put your interests and your well-being into, take a nosedive like that, it's got to hurt, man. And I know it hurts. I've been down that road. I have ridden that stock market down. I've ridden it back up, only to ride it back down again. And a lot of you have ridden it back up. And I'm glad. Trust me, I don't want to see you harmed financially. That's the last thing I want for anyone. I want everyone to be prosperous. I really do. But you can't control that thing. You know, there's a lot of things in this world you just can't control. Some of you are thinking, yeah, if I could just get my kids under control. Good luck with that. But I think you can control certain things. I think there are things in your life that you can take control over. But you've got to be able to separate the two. You have to understand that you can't be responsible for the outcome of everything. You can't. You're going to have external forces impacting upon you. And a lot of times you're not going to know where those external forces are even coming from. I mean, think back when the stock market started diving when this whole coronavirus thing hit. You kind of had an indication that, okay, it's the virus. But was it really the virus, or was it things that were affected by the virus that were affecting the stock market? You see, your stock didn't get sick. The virus didn't penetrate your stock and make it sick and make it fall. That virus created a situation in our country that we couldn't control. And it impacted us in ways we haven't been, well, in my lifetime, have never been impacted. I know that there are some people alive now that lived through the Spanish flu back in the 20s. I mean, the other 20s, the one that happened in the 1900s. So they've seen this before. It's first for me. Pretty sure it's the first for you. It came out of left field. You know, this thing like started showing up in the news last January, and it didn't really make a definitive effect on our lives until we were told, stay at home, don't go to work, wear a mask. Yeah, we can't control that. And even now, I'm watching the news, and there's new fears that maybe the virus is coming back, that we may be going into round two of not going to work, of not doing the things that we're accustomed to doing. We don't have control over that. So what do? We make the best of it. We learn to understand the situation. We learn to understand what is affecting us. And then we make good informed decisions to perpetuate ourselves through this, given the uncertainty and the unknown. You know, your retirement plan that you're on is filled with uncertainty. It's filled with a lot of speculation and a lot of hope on your part. You know why I know this? Because I've been down that road. Been there, done that. Got the t-shirt, don't want the t-shirt, got rid of the t-shirt, changed my investing strategy, got a little more control over what I'm doing. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today. So stick around. We'll be back right after this.
Del Wamsley on Designing a Lifestyle.
When I was younger, I decided that I was not going to live the life that the average person lived, which was to think I was going to work for the end of my life, save up enough money, and then when I'm old and gray like I am now, try to buy my life back with a pile of money that I had. I said, no, I'm going to design a life and I'm going to live that life. That's it. Period.
Are you ready to design your life? Learn how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
And there's a lot of uncertainty going on in the world right now. I mean, look to your left, look to your right, look behind you, look in front of you. You can see it. If you're at work right now, are you certain that you're going to remain in that line of employment for a long period of time? Or are you concerned about it? What about other things in your life? Is everything going the way you planned? Or is there a lot of uncertainty affecting you? I'll tell you, I turned on the news this morning and I got blasted in the face by a news article that came out of the AP that really just reaffirmed in me that there's still a lot of uncertainty going on in the country. Let me share the article with you. It is this particular one. It's entitled Virus Pummels Commercial Real Estate Could End Long Boom. Americans are likely to see more for rent signs in the coming months. Now, they're not talking about residential property. No, they're talking about other forms of commercial real estate. You see, when you put a big blanket called commercial real estate on a bunch of different types of assets, everybody thinks it's all linked together. But it's not. It's different components of a bigger picture. So what this article goes on to say is this. It says Americans are more likely to see more for rent signs in the coming months as many businesses devastated by the coronavirus pandemic abandon offices and storefronts and potentially end a long boom in the nation's commercial real estate market. Didn't say anything about residential real estate. It goes on to say this. Hotels, restaurants, and stores that closed in March have only seen a partial return of customers, and many may fail. Commercial landlords have already reported an increase in missed rent payments. They expect vacancies to rise through the end of the year. It's not great news. And if you're in those types of assets, you're in the same position that people investing in the stock market were in 3 months ago. Do you stick around? Do you hold your guns? Or do you get out? And if you get out, can you get out? I don't know. But I'll tell you what. When you sit back and you look at residential income-producing properties, it's a different form of real estate. It really is. Because in my world, in my opinion, everybody needs a place to live. The vast majority of us have a place to live, a place that we call home, a place that we go to get away from the 9-to-5 or other influences that society is putting upon us. It's home. And we all desire it. We all crave it. We all, well, at a certain point, I think we all expect it. And I'm not saying that residential real estate hasn't taken a few hits. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is this. The asset class is doing much better than other asset classes involved in commercial real estate. Think about it. All these people that aren't working, where are they going? They're, for the most part, staying home. Some of them are doing stupid things in our country. But for the most part, they're staying home. They're hunkering down. They're doing what the government says you got to do to get through this. There are residents. They're important. They're a very important component of investment real estate. See, we're not just in it for a buck. We're not. We're in it for the bigger picture. We're in it to create relationships with our residents. Now, it doesn't mean you have your residents over, you know, every Thursday for dinner. That's not where I'm going. But you create a relationship where you provide a home for somebody, and they in turn pay a portion of their wages and their earnings to have that home, to have that experience, to have something that you provided for them. There are operators out there in real estate that are in the don't get it club. We call those people slumlords. They abuse people. They abuse properties. They're in the don't get it club. They really are. But I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about the people I hang out with. I'm talking about the people that educated me on becoming a successful real estate investor. See, before I started dealing with real estate and investing in real estate, I read a couple of books, followed somebody else's map, got me on a path that eventually burned me because I didn't know what I was doing. And then along the way, I found Lifestyles Unlimited. And they educated me properly on how to invest in real estate. Gave me the tips, techniques, and tactics I needed to fix the real estate that I had screwed up. And now that real estate is performing beautifully. It is. It also got me on a glide path to invest in residential communities. We call those apartments.
and I'm invested in multiple communities, and the returns are good, in spite of what's going on with the whole coronavirus thing. People are doing the right thing. They really are. People want to do the right thing, even in all of this uncertainty. Some people are affected by this coronavirus situation. I can't change that. I can't fix it. But what I can do is I can work within the confines of what I have to work with to at least make it better for people. You see, real estate is really a people business. You have to have people's best interests in mind if you're going to do it. And I know that you have the best interest of your common man or woman at heart. I know you do. So you've got the basic essence to do this real estate thing. But maybe you're uncertain right now. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's work on that. Let's work on changing that uncertainty. And we'll be back right after this.
With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
So we're talking about uncertainty. And, you know, there's a lot of it going around. Just turn on the news. Just watch the news. I mean, it's doing what it's going to do. I'm not talking about the news. I'm talking about America. It is going down a path it's going to go down. Now, some people think that, you know, we're creating the new change for America, whatever that change may be. Some people are in favor of change. Some people are not in favor of change. Some people, well, most people are unsure as to if there will be any change. And if so, what that change might be. This coronavirus thing, this invisible little virus, is creating a lot of uncertainty in our lives. Now, a lot of you are going to just keep doing what you've been doing. You're going to keep plugging away. You know, you feel like you dodged one with the stock market. You didn't sell. You dollar cost averaged. Feel like you got a little bit more bang for your buck doing that. And technically you did. But when does it occur again? And what happens if it occurs and it doesn't get back to where it got back to? Now, I'm focusing on the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ, on fire, really has been on fire. I mean, recovered very nicely. A lot of people were uncertain about whether it would, and it did. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, not quite as well, but it's gotten back a big chunk of what it lost. But there's uncertainty out there. So when does it happen again? And some of you would say, well, Al, you're trying to make it sound like real estate investing is the way to go. Aren't you uncertain about the future? And I'll be honest with you, I'm really not uncertain about it because I know that people need a place to live. And also when this whole coronavirus thing started, I took action. See, I'm invested in different ways in real estate. I have my single family holdings. I have my multifamily holdings. With single family, I'm the owner. I am the operator. With multifamily, I am the passive investor. I am invested with another member of Lifestyles Unlimited who's gone through the same educational experience that I have. And I trust them to do the right things. And because we work within a network of people, of like-minded individuals who share information, who deal with the topic of uncertainty on a daily basis, we were dealing with uncertainty long before the coronavirus came along, because uncertainty has been around since I've been around. I'm sure it's been around for as long as you've been around. But on my single-family holdings, one of the things that I did when this whole thing reared its ugly head and we were concerned about the health of our assets, was I worked with my tenants. I did a lease audit on each of my tenants. I determined what they had indicated was their line of employment. And a third of my single-family residents, I determined, were potentially at risk because what they had written down on their application were lines of work that were being affected by the shutdown of the coronavirus thing back in March and April. I was concerned that they would be able to make their rent payments. I wanted to work with these guys. I did. Because it's not just a relationship where I provide housing, you provide me income. There's a little bit more to it. It is, in essence, could I use the word partnership? I don't know if that's the right word, but it feels like the right word. See, I've got a business relationship with these people, and I want to maintain a healthy business relationship. I mean, when I selected these people to be my leasees, my residents, I made sure I selected them from the best possible pool of people available to me, while at the same time following fair housing laws. I got great residents. I really do. And more so, when I found that a third of those residents were, in my opinion, potential uncertainty about their future livelihood because they had written down jobs that were associated with the service industry and the service industry was quickly shutting down, I reached out to them and I said, hey, what can we do? What can we do to get through this? And you know what? They were receptive. Because the one thing that was important to them was not losing their home. They may have been in a position where they were losing their jobs or being laid off, but they did not want to lose their home. That was important to them. And it was important to me, too. So I worked with them to make sure that they could stay on track with making their monthly rental payments. Because that was important to them, too. And I'll tell you what, it's been working. I've been receiving the rental payments on time in accordance with the lease agreement that was signed by both of us ever since that happened. So it's an example of how you can take some uncertainty and change it. Just by treating people the way people should be treated. You know, the people that rent from us are not just numbers. They're not just statistics. They are people. They've got the same cares and concerns that you and I do. And if you're uncertain about your future, you've got to do something about it. You've got to take some action. Check this out. Going back to this AP news story, hotels, restaurants, and stores that closed in March have seen only a partial return of customers, and many may fail. Commercial landlords have already reported an increase in missed rent payments. They expect vacancies to rise throughout the end of the year. Two trends compound this problem. Office tenants are considering renting less space as more employees, get this, work from home. Who's providing them that residence? I am. And the trend towards online shopping is accelerating, which could cut already weak demand for retail space in downtown areas and malls. So there are people that are going to lose their jobs. But people are resilient. The vast majority of them aren't going to sit on their hands. They're going to get out there and go do the things that they need to do. So if you're in a retail job and you lose your job, you go find a different job. There are employers out there hiring. Now, you may be going, well, I can't work for $15 an hour. But maybe you ought to put your pride in your back pocket and do what you need to do. See, we've all faced that. We've all been down this road. At one point or another, we've been down this road. And I'll tell you, there's no better time than now to start dealing with the uncertainty of your life. You know, you can learn how to do this real estate investing, and you can still get yourself retired in 5 years or less. I did it. Many of our Lifestyles Unlimited members have done it. You can do it too. Trust me, if I could do it, you can do it. And when we come back, I'll tell you how you can get started. on achieving that goal and quelling the uncertainty.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there on the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for a recession, a crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del, people are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Certainty has my mind racing. You've probably noticed my mind is going in multiple directions on today's show. It's because I'm trying to wrap my head around it all. I'm trying to make sure that I can put it in the context of what I know is true. And it's no different than what you do. You do the same thing. You take a look at the information that society is feeding you, and that comes in the form of news reports, that comes in the form of, you know, the people that you know communicating with you. You get input from a lot of different sources, and you wrap your head around it, and you sit down and you try and make sense of it all, try and balance it all, and you do a pretty good job of it. After all, you're resilient. I know that. But there's a lot of uncertainty. So what path do you go down? Do you stay on the path that you're on, hoping, praying that everything works out well, all the while knowing that what you're doing, you have no control over? That if somebody on Wall Street makes a statement, or the president makes a tweet, or a coronavirus shows up, it has an impact on your financial well-being. I've been on that roller coaster. It's not a fun roller coaster to be on. It's true. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to challenge you to question what you're doing for retirement. A lot of you dodged a big bullet, but what happens when that bullet comes back with your name on it? What happens if all of this uncertainty in the news that I'm reading about today materializes and it takes us in a direction that we don't want to go in? What then? You're just going to keep riding the trough? Or are you going to look at maybe some other areas of interest that could position you better for retirement, position you better to getting you to a point of retirement much sooner than the path that you're on? See, I'm certain about that. I am certain that real estate creates the environment that gets you retired in 5 years or less when done correctly. That's what we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. There's no bones about it. I know a lot of people. You've heard me interview a lot of these people on this radio show that have changed their lives, changed the direction of where they were going. They were stuck in a rut, not seeming to move forward, not seeming to know that there was a better way, And then they found us and they became members. They changed their outlook because they went through our educational programs. They received mentoring. They got repositioned, focused on what was truly a long-term goal and objective that they had deep-seated within them. You know, we do a free workshop. It costs you nothing to attend. That's why the word free is in the title. Okay, it's going to cost you a little time, a little bit of time. It's going to be about an hour and a half of your time. It's a good investment of your time because when you attend our free workshop, you get the basics of the map to financial freedom that Del Walmsley put together over 30 years ago. You know, one of the reasons that I joined this organization and I didn't go somewhere else is because this organization's been around for a long time. It has proven its success. It has proven its success in times of uncertainty. You know, when the market melted down a little bit in 2001, Lifestyles Unlimited was still doing the things that it does successfully and retiring people 5 years or less. When the real estate market crashed in 2008 and the stock market, you know, followed suit 2008 through 2009, the members of Lifestyles Unlimited did extremely well because they were positioned to take advantage of the uncertainty. And now we've got another thing of uncertainty going on. Half of you think, oh, it's in the rearview mirror. Half of you are thinking it's going to go right back to where it was, only maybe worse. There's no in-between. You've got an opinion one way or another, but you're still uncertain as to whether your opinion is correct. I will tell you, our CEO, Del Walmsley, the founder of this organization, he has gone on record as to saying that he believes that we are going to experience a recession. Now, he might be wrong. He might be wrong. Right. He might be right or wrong. Let me get that correct. But he's certain that we're going in a certain direction. And if you're riding the stock market, if your entire retirement dreams are linked to that stock market, I'm just going to say be careful. See, I can't tell you whether or not the stock market's going to fall or not. I can't. I can read stocks with the best of them. I could tell you what my opinion is, but the stock market is going to do what the stock market does. And if you're on the roller coaster ride, then you're on that roller coaster ride. And I'll tell you what, if you're getting closer to what you perceive your retirement age to be, that can be a disastrous feeling. You felt it 3 months ago. You're not feeling it right now, but you felt it 3 months ago. What happens if it happens again? I'm just telling you, there's a better way. And our free workshop gives you that opportunity to listen to a different viewpoint of how to get yourself to that point of retirement. Because I know it's in your wheelhouse. I know that's one of your goals and objectives. That's why you work so darn hard, not only to provide for your families, but you're trying to get to that place of certainty called retirement in uncertain times. So you're probably wanting me to tell you, well, how do I do this? How do I get there? How do I check this thing out? Well, it's real simple. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com, all one word in the URL, and that's going to get you to a place where you can register for one of our upcoming events. You can participate in the comfort of your home, your car, your workplace. It's not up to me to decide that. It's up to you. I don't care if you have an adult beverage with you or not. It's up to you. But you've got to get it in your mindset that there is another way and that the way that you're on may not get you to where you're trying to get to. A ton of stats out there that basically say that the path that you're on causes you to fail. Yeah, one of the stats that we'll point out I'll just give you a little foreshadowing. One of the stats that we're going to bring up in the free workshop basically lets you know that 9 out of 10 Americans fail to retire with the money at the age they intend to do so at. It's terrible. It just means that the path that you're on is broken, but we can still get you on to a more certain path. We can still get you focused on achieving your dreams and your desires, except we can make them very firm goals and objectives. But you've got to make up your mind. You've got to be the one that pulls the trigger. I can't do that for you. I can tell you that I'm very happy that I did it. I am very happy that I became a member of this organization. And my life was changed extremely favorably by doing so. Ball's in your court. What are you going to do? You going to come check us out? You should. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's free workshop live stream. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a great day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.